Hi there, this is Steve from Data Bubble. We issue frequent blogs about how to gain business. That is, after all, our business as data brokers, helping other businesses to grow. This week, I experienced something that inspired me to create my blog around how not to gain business, in the hope that you ensure you avoid similar flippant linguistic mishaps. After a recent unfortunate set of circumstances, we were forced to find a new supplier for the business. I undertook the requisite task of sourcing 3 or 4 alternatives via our directory before I embarked upon calling them to arrange meetings. When calling one such firm, after the initial greeting, I stated my requirements in order that I could be passed to the appropriate person. The lady on the other end of the phone asked, "Are you just a small business?" Just? I think I actually said just down the phone, at which point the person clearly gathered my disdain at the comment and adjusted quickly to say, "I'll put you through to..." Too late. Damage done. I hung up. To me, that one four-letter word was indeed a four-letter word. Data Bubble is not just a small business. It is a small business, but not just a small business. Is Ronaldo just a footballer? Is Richard Branson just an entrepreneur? I came away from the call feeling as though my business was unimportant to that firm. Hence, that firm won't get my business. Now, it may well be that what was said without any intention of making me feel that way. I do understand that. It was, after all, only one word, and most likely said off the cuff. Nevertheless, flippant or otherwise, it did, and it cost that firm any chance of gaining my business. Fact is, in the same way that Mr. Ronaldo and Mr. Branson have worked hard at their respective trades, we too have worked hard at ours, and there is no way this business is just anything. Now, this spurred me into thinking what other words ought to be carefully considered and possibly avoided altogether when communicating in business. Words such as obviously and clearly sprung to mind first of all. After all, what's obvious or clear to you might not be to somebody else. Actually is another one, quite condescending in certain circumstances. And the all-time favourite, with respect. I find that more often or not there's anything but respect in this saying. So those are ones maybe to use sparingly. It's doubtless that there are many others out there as well, probably used in everyday life. I dare say it's not until you stop and think, or as in this instance, something hits you like a sledgehammer, that you come to realise how language can potentially turn people away from your business. So there you go, that's this week's blog. Think carefully about what you say to others, as you don't want to turn them off, do you? Nobody is just a supplier, nobody is just a cleaner, nothing is obviously incorrect. And when it comes to using the correct language, I find that being spoken to with courtesy does actually go a long way. On a good note, we have since found our perfect supplier and at a preferable rate from the one before. Thank you. Goodbye.